I believe that young people can handle much heavier things than we give them. I believe that they can handle it if we can find the language that connects. I'm writing a book now on the social contract, Rousseau and Locke, the whole nine yards, and I'm writing it with the belief that I can find the language that that young people are going to understand. I go to juvenile prisons, and a young person was saying to me that they felt the same way as my character did, but they had never been able to articulate this. I did a book, Somewhere in the Darkness. The book is about a young man meeting his father as a teenager. And so kids write to me and say that, you know, that experience touched them so much because many, especially inner-city kids, are separated from their fathers. But I could find words for that because I met my father as a teenager. There I am, you know, as a 13-year-old, and my biological father moved to Harlem, and I met him, and he was trying to make noises like a father, you know, but of course, he couldn't make noises to me like a father because I didn't know the guy. You know, I read fiction because I want to know that I'm not alone, and I want to know that how someone expresses this, and does it reflect me.
Is there a difference between a bunch of kids like the Cruisers and the young boys, the young men that are the main characters in Lockdown?
Oh, you know, it's opportunity and someone taking care. I have a young man that I'm working with now. He's in prison in North Carolina. I think he's 30. He wrote to me because he liked a book I did, Monster. He said that he would like to write one day, and I sent him some books on writing, and he sent me a handwritten manuscript that was 200 handwritten pages. Now, it's not a great book by any stretch of the imagination, but it's something that he never would have done prior to being incarcerated. Many of these young people are put out on their own. They're struggling on their own. They can't tell people this because they're ashamed to. They're ashamed to tell people what they're going through. And then they get into really, really bad acts, and they mess their lives up. You know, when I was coming up and my mom was an alcoholic, I couldn't go and tell my teachers that. My teachers would say, "What happened to your grades?" I was too embarrassed to tell them that. So I took on a tough guy attitude. Many of these kids do. Many of these kids are so lost that the only thing that they have, that they know that they have, is gangs, is self-medication with drugs. I think they're savable. Many of these people in prisons realize, you know, I am bright. I do have the talent, but if you don't reach them, it's useless.
Was there anything that that we didn't touch on or that I didn't ask about that you would like to cover, Walter?
I would like to see more young people writing. I think that writing is something that can be taught. Self-expression is just wonderful. I worked with some kids last year in Texas. I had them writing family histories. One young man wrote to me at the end of the term and said he wasn't quite sure if his writing had improved, but his relationship with his family had. And I think that what they were learning was the use of language, how communicating on a more intense, more intimate level is useful.